this is a July 16th attitude.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all at once is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of that. When I say life, an opportunity to appear, that means an opportunity for this thing that we call God to appear. That life that we're always talking about is the life of God, or just life itself. And we are individualized expressions of this one life. I had an interesting telephone call from a student during the week who has finally come to the conclusion that not only is he an individualized expression of God, but he can use this teaching individually. That he doesn't have to believe what I say to any degree, or any of the other books and so forth, that you have to make this teaching your own. You have to start thinking for yourself. Take all this information and do it something with it and make it your own, where it makes sense with to you. It's a very simple teaching. But we try to make it so complicated, and we try to think, oh, I have to do it just like everybody else. And you don't. I ran into a neighbor friend who was taking TM, and she said, I don't think I'm doing it correctly. I can only do it 3 minutes. I can't do it 20 minutes. I said, if you can do it 3 minutes, then that's good for you. You can build up to 20, or you don't have to build up to 20. Because I say 20 minutes, it doesn't mean that the whole... you're missing everything, you know? If you can only do 3 minutes of something, then do 3 minutes of it. Why people think that you have to be like everybody else or the founders of something, you have to do it exactly like they're doing it. Maybe other churches do that, you know. I told you once about the Methodist Church. It's called the Methodist Church because they have a method of getting into heaven. What that method is, I have no idea, but that's how they got the name Methodist, that they have a, but I bet if you ask a Methodist, they would never know what steps that you're taking to get there. So don't listen to other people about, let people do what the way they want to do it. You do it the way you want to do it. Because we start out, all these talks I start out with the idea that you're an individualized expression of God. You're an individualized expression of God. So start to think for yourself. This teaching does not tell you what to think. It tells you how to think. It tries to teach you to think differently. So you have to learn to think for yourself. If something doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Something else will work for you. But you can't think, oh, because I didn't get that, I'm going to go to hell in a handbasket or whatever. You're not going to do that. You know, this. You are this thing itself. You are this thing that we call God. So you have to be doing things correctly. So the affirmation that you want to say to yourself and the way you want to correct your mind is you must tell your mind, what I am thinking is absolutely right for me. What I am doing is absolutely right for me. Just because I don't do it like the rest of the people doesn't mean that I am wrong. I am doing it my way. You know, we are not cookie cutters. You know, God didn't stamp out everyone as a cookie cutter pattern. Don't do that to yourself. I hear that all the time. Well, I didn't quite get that. I did. Well, did you get something? Then do it. Use your own thing. You're not, you think God's going to shut the door on you because you didn't do it like everybody else? I don't think so. What would that mean? That would mean God was shutting the door on its own self. So, have fun with this teaching. Have fun with your thinking. Change your thinking so that you can figure this thing out, you know? so that you feel good about yourself. And that brings us up to the title of the talk for the month is Attitude. Attitude is the one thing that we can change. We can change our attitude any time we want to change it. You notice that if you're doing something wrong, you notice what your attitude is, and you change it. That's all there is to it. But try to understand that you're doing it your way. Not my way or not Ernest Holmes' way. You know, Ernest Holmes said that this teaching is open at the top, meaning that we're always adding to it and it can be changed. As soon as we learn something new about it, we can start to change things. But the trouble with religious science is they want to put a top on it. They do not want it to change. When I was a minister, I had a woman come and say, oh, she just loved religious science because of all its tradition. I thought, well, you idiot, you never got this idea. There's no tradition in religious science. We throw that out. If you want tradition, become a Jew. You know, they're loaded with traditions. This teaching may do things the same way, but it does not rely on tradition. If you learn something new, then you add it to this, but it's always open at the top. Because this thing called God is always going to be open at the top. We're talking about something that is infinite. So if you're talking about something that's infinite, you cannot put a top on it. You cannot even start to explain infinity. No one understands that. Our finite mind does not understand what infinity is. Some people think it's a car. But this thing called God, we're always going to be learning more and more and more. When I say we're learning more about God, we're always learning more about ourselves. Our consciousness is always changing. It's always stretching. And that's what we want to do. We want to stretch our consciousness. We want to get rid of beliefs that are holding us back. And many people think that beliefs, if you have a belief, that you have to have it for the rest of your life. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. You should be able to change your belief anytime you find new information. If you keep the same belief throughout your life, you're not going to grow much, you know. Beliefs are structuring your life, but they can be changed, those beliefs. And when you find out something new, you can start to believe something different. But what we want to do is start to think better thoughts about ourselves all the time. I hear all the time when I turn on the radio or the television or any of that, I hear people say, well, you're only human. Well, that's a human characteristic, and that's this, that, and the other thing. How do we know that? Why don't we give up that belief that we're only human? You see, we may be human beings, yes, but we can certainly start thinking about our spiritual side and doing something about that instead of stopping with, oh, well, I'm only human, I can't do anything about that. Well, that's absolutely asinine and ridiculous. You have to start to think of yourself as spiritual. If you think of yourself as spiritual and you then add to that the idea that with God all things are possible, then all things have to be possible with you. All things have to be possible with you. So by changing your attitude, you can change your life. We have that saying in religious science, change your mind, change your life. But change your attitude. But change your attitude about yourself. Start always with the self. And hold yourself in this, what I call the highest of esteem. See yourself as a wonderful human being. See yourself as an absolute miracle. Because we are a miracle. all the things that are going on inside of us and all the things that we're doing all the time, these things are miracles. We don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on inside of my body, but it's taking care of itself, isn't it? All these processes are going on. While I'm sitting here talking, my stomach is digesting all the food I had for dinner tonight. So, you see, I let my body do those things. My attitude towards myself, towards other people, and towards life itself has changed over the years. I no longer think that we live in a dog-eat-dog world. I grew up with people who hated the world itself, thought it was against them, thought this, thought that. I no longer think those thoughts. I have changed my attitude about those. My mother's favorite expression was, live in hope and die in desperation. Now that's how I grew up. Live in hope and die in desperation. Isn't that a horrible way to live? I never exactly knew what that meant, by the way. I still don't know what it means, but she said that all the time, and she thought she was really bright and intelligent by saying things like that. So her attitude was good. My mother did not have a good attitude, not at all. And when you grow up around people with bad attitudes, you start to imitate them. So don't imitate bad people. Don't imitate bad attitudes. Keep your attitude high, always high. Not a low attitude, especially an attitude about yourself. Remember, it always starts with you. It's always going to start with you. It's always going to start with your mind. It doesn't say change other people's minds and your mind will change. You have to change your own mind, and then other people's minds will change, and they will change also. But it's all going to start with you. It's going to start with your attitude and what you are thinking. So what are you thinking? Always say to yourself, what am I thinking about myself right here and right now? Am I enjoying my life? Am I loving my life? Am I enjoying life? Do I like people? You see. Most people say, oh, I don't like people. Well, who else are you going to talk to? You know, I mean, what's going on here? You don't like people. Always there are going to be people that are the doomers and gloomers. There are going to be people that you may not like. But you can have a different attitude towards that. You can change your attitude. You don't say, I don't like people. That's a horrible thing, and I hear many people say that in their life. Many people say, I don't like people. You have to learn to like people. You are one of them. Remember, the mind doesn't know the difference. If I say, I don't like Sue, my mind doesn't know that. My mind says, oh, you don't like yourself. Your mind always comes back to you. You're never thinking outside of your mind. People think that we say thoughts go someplace and do something. Well, thoughts do go someplace and do something. But they do something to you. They do something to you. Most thoughts, especially detrimental thoughts, are very, very bad for the body itself. That's why we try not to think negative thoughts. We try to think positive thoughts. If you want your health and so forth to maintain your health, you have to change your attitude. You have to change your attitude about that. I think in this day and age, it's hard for people to keep an attitude of health and so forth because we have so many commercials on television telling you that you're falling apart. You see, eventually I hope the government or somebody tells them to stop and take those off, you know. When I grew up, it was cigarette smoking. you know, cigarettes were all over the television set. And doctors were recommending that you smoke, and they were sitting there at their desks smoking and saying, oh, it's just wonderful to just wonderful to smoke. We finally got rid of those. Now if we can get rid of all these pharmaceutical things, it'll help. But when you look at those things, you have to change your attitude and say, well, that's their world, that's not my world, I'm not living in that world. I'm not going to do that. You know, my family in Pennsylvania, I use as an example, and they never disappoint me. My niece, who's just turned 36, has now had a neck operation. So, four of her vertebrae in her neck needed fixed. At 36, what's she been doing? Standing on her head? I don't get it. And when I talk to my brother and the wife, they take it for granted. They think, oh, isn't that wonderful? She's had her first operation at 36. The wife's getting ready to have a back operation. Why is she having a back operation? Because her husband had a back operation. They have to keep up with each other. If you have one, you know, I'm going to have one. He had carpal tunnel. She had carpal tunnel. They both had the operations for carpal tunnel. Which brings me to another little point about attitude and so forth. Do you realize that we don't hear about carpal tunnel anymore? It's not a big thing. Remember, it was an epidemic. Everyone you looked at was wearing a wrist thing and all that. Carpal tunnel was all... we don't have carpal tunnel anymore. These attitudes that we hold about life and about ourselves and about health, you see, they do something, and they go into this horrible thing called race mind. And look, everyone buys into it. Everyone buys into it. Don't buy into that stuff. I'm not saying that carpal tunnel didn't exist, but I'm saying it's certainly not in fashion anymore, and since it's not the ailment of the day, people aren't getting it anymore. It's not fashionable. It used to be fashionable. Attitude. I started this off at the beginning of the month by telling you that attitude is one of the most important things in your life. Your education and all that counts, but your attitude will get you the job. Your education. The person can graduate with the highest of honors, but if they don't have a good attitude, they're not going to get the job. The person with a good attitude is going to always surpass the person with the better education or the higher IQ. So, change your attitude, but change your attitude about yourself. See yourself as a much better person than you think you are. See yourself as that. Why do we want to not do that for ourselves? I cannot figure that one out. We think we're humble. That word humble just drives me absolutely crazy. Why do you have to be humble? You see? You don't have to be humble. Be bold. My favorite expression is, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. Be bold about what you want. Be bold about things. And that comes with attitude. Be proud of yourself. That is an attitude, to be proud. Who wants to be around people and aren't proud? You know, it used to be a wonderful thing to be shy. What good does that get you to be shy? That person's shy. Well, get over it. Get over being shy. It's not going to get you anywhere. Change your attitude about yourself. Hold yourself in the highest of esteem. And all kinds of wonderful things will happen to you, will happen for you. So it all boils down, not only the attitude, what does it boil down to? It always boils down to, you must know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. This is across the board. Always it's going to be those four items, and you have to work on those four items sometimes daily, because the world does not teach you that. And most people do not teach you that. So you start to feel less than, and you start to feel that you're not worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, Sue, we'll do the matter game. She's up and at 'em. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. That is an attitude, you know. An attitude, I matter, is an attitude. Get that attitude for yourself. Hold that attitude so that your life will change. I have another person, a student here, just told me that prosperity and abundance has come into his life. So, because he changed his attitude. He changed his attitude. And then you get something from that. When I say he changed his attitude, you know, I used to counsel a lot of people on jobs and so forth. And they would say, well, I can't take that job. I'm used to making much more money than that. I said, take the job. Always take the job. And you'll start to get the money back again. You cannot sit around and say to yourself, I'm not going to take that job because of there's no money in it. Because you're telling your consciousness that you're out of work. You see, when you have a consciousness, if you're working, you have a working consciousness. Then you open yourself for other things to come into your life. All the people that I have ever recommended they take a job at less money, within no time, and I'm saying in less than a year, they were right back up making the money. But they wanted to start with the money that they left with. Once you have stretched your consciousness with money, it does not go back, people. If you're used to making a lot of money, your consciousness is stretched, and you will continue to make money. This thing called God does not move backwards. It goes forward. And you're always going to go forward in your life. So when you think, oh, I'll never get another job, or it won't pay me this, that, and the other thing, take the job, and the money will follow. The money will follow. It will come to you. They'll notice your skills. They'll notice all this stuff. But that's changing your attitude also. You see? If you walk in for an interview with a poor attitude because they're not going to pay you enough money, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You see? Does anyone remember what money is only a side effect? Money is always a side effect of your consciousness. Whatever your consciousness is about money, money will outpicture itself. So don't treat for money. Treat for a consciousness. Consciousness of prosperity and abundance. And the money will come. But people think, oh, I have to have the money and then I'll get the consciousness. No. You have to get the consciousness first and then the money comes. Easy. Simple. But it's changing your attitude about those things, especially changing your attitude about money. You see, do not give money power. Money has no power whatsoever. Only if you give it power does it have money. I mean, does it have power? If you give power to money, it will have that. But money is on it. It's just money. It's pieces of paper, for goodness sakes, with people's faces on it. That's all money is. It's all money is. And we think, oh, it gets us this, that, and the other thing. Well, it does and it doesn't. But it's your attitude that gets you what you want. So, when people say, oh, they can't do anything about their life, they can't do anything about this, that, and the other thing, perhaps that's true. But the one thing you can always do is change your attitude. And if you learn how powerful you are and you can change your attitude, then you can change anything. So, Paula had some friends of hers here the other week, and they said, oh, it was very refreshing because this class was very simple. Well, not only is the class simple, this teaching is simple. And why people want to make it complicated is absolutely beyond me. They want to make it complicated, they want to make it very difficult. It is not difficult. It's always going to be done unto you as you believe. Always going to be done unto you as you believe. So what are you believing about yourself? What attitude do you have towards yourself? Change that attitude and you will change your life. You will change your life. Simple, simple, simple. And we still seem to not to be able to get that. I found this today and I'll read it now. There is a law. There is a law in psychology that if you form a picture in your mind of what you would like to be, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough, you will soon become exactly as you have been thinking. This is modern psychology, and they call that a law in psychology. And what do we know about it in religious science? You've studied Emmett Fox says this in a different way. Ernest Holmes says it in a different way. And certainly Troward said it in a different way. But it all comes out the same thing. Starts in your mind. Hold that picture in your mind. People do not hold the picture and the image long enough for it to develop. You have to hold that picture. And you have to believe in that picture. And it will outpicture in your life. We call that in religious science the law of attraction. It's the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. Henry David Thoreau said, what a man thinks about all day long, he becomes. So we hear these things all the time. They're out there. But we keep forgetting them. We keep forgetting it. Don't do that to yourselves. Keep it simple. Change your attitude about yourself, about your world, and about life. You see, most people do not think that life is wonderful. They do not think that life is wonderful. They think it's a chore. They think it's drudgery. And they certainly think it's work. Meaning not only work, but they go to work and that's all life is. It's all like work, 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 work. You have to change your attitude about that. You have to change your attitude about that. You have to see life differently. Not like everybody else. What do you want your life to be? How do you want your life to be? How do you want to be? You know? I always remind myself of this, and I've said this to you people many times here in this city of Los Angeles with all these movie stars around and all these creative people. They're changing their image and attitudes constantly. So we're around people who do it. Why can't we do it for ourselves? Why can't we say, this is not who I want to be? The main problem is you look to the past. You cannot look to the past. And remember the little thing that I think is absolutely the most important thing I've ever said or read or done? Learn to live from your imagination, not your past. I think that's one of the biggest things. We are not taught to do that. We are taught that the past means so much. And where are our roots and all that kind of stuff? Who cares where your roots are? It's what you're doing right here and right now that counts. And you have control over that. Outside circumstances have no control over you whatsoever unless you allow that to happen. Unless you allow that to happen. If you think circumstances in your life are what's causing everything, you are a lost individual. Those are just circumstances. They are just circumstances. I remember Winston Churchill said about history, history is just one damn thing after the other. Just one damn thing after the other, and so is your life. Your personal history is just one damn thing after the other. Don't live from that history. Don't live from your past. Start fresh. Use your imagination. Live from that imagination. The most wonderful gift we've ever been given is this imagination. And my goodness, we just keep forgetting it all the time. We keep forgetting it. We think we don't have an imagination or we don't use our imagination enough. I don't know what we do. Remember Einstein said imagination is more important than knowledge. We would, as a race, we would have gotten nowhere without imagination. Somebody had to imagine all this stuff. And then it comes into play. It comes into this world. Things that are not here on this plane of action that you haven't seen yet is because your desire is not strong enough. Change your attitude. Get your desire working. All things are already done in mind. They come in. They manifest on this plane of action when the desire is great enough. It's a wonderful saying. A loaf of bread will appear when you become hungry enough. A loaf of bread will appear when you become hungry enough. Work on your desire for what you want. Have a desire. Make it a burning desire. And start it in the stomach area, in your solar plexus. Do you remember I told you my friend Joyce Reynolds, who considers herself a motivator of one or a thousand. Wonderful woman. One day she'll come and visit us. She said, you must hook it. Whatever you want, you must hook it from here. It's like throwing out a line. with a hook on the end. Hook that. Make that connection. Make that connection. Get that desire working. Once the desire is working, it will start to manifest itself. We do not put enough emphasis on desire. And I also think desire gets a bad name, you know. Gets a bad rap when we think, oh, desire means something taboo or something, you know. I desire that person. Remember, I love to covet things. When they say don't covet something, I love one. As soon as I covet something, I get it. You know, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of coveting something. I'm not taking something from somebody else when I do that. Coveting is very powerful. Desire is very powerful. So use your desire. Warm it up, your desire. Get it moving. You know, just sitting around talking about little things, it's not a desire. There's no energy there. There's nothing going to happen there. There's nothing going to happen there. There's nothing going to happen with daydreams, by the way. Daydreams are very fun, but there's nothing going to happen with a daydream. It doesn't have any power. It's just a fun thing to do. But desire has power. Coveting has power. You have to find out where the power is. What is it? What does it set off inside of you? Does it set off a vibration inside of you? That vibration then goes out and attracts their vibration to bring it back. That's the law of attraction, people. Andy knows all about the law of attraction. He studied Hicks for years, haven't you, Abraham Hicks? So, and they talk about desire, I'm almost sure. They'd have to. I think he died, didn't he?
Well, Jerry Hicks died. Esther, who channels Abraham.
Yeah. I knew one of them died. But anyway, it's done with that. It's done with your solar plexus area. It's done with desire. It's done with vibration. And it's done by changing your attitude, you see. So, go back to that idea, be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. Be bold about it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Get your desire moving. Get it working. And it works when you change your attitude about it. Change your attitude about yourself. Change your attitude about people. And change your attitude about the world. And realize that everything is working exactly the way it is supposed to be working. What is the most powerful thing that you can remind yourself of? I am being taken care of. I am being taken care of. And we allow that to go right out of our minds, and we forget that we are being taken care of. You have to remember that you are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. There's no such thing as chance or accident here. We're not an accident. We are what is called intentional beings. We have an intent. Our intent in creation is that we can hold spirit. Things that we're not able to hold spirit are no longer on this plane of action. They have long since gone. If the Neanderthals were able to hold spirit, they would still be here. They were not able to hold spirit. They were not intentional beings. We are intentional beings. And that is why they will never find the missing link. keep looking for it. They haven't found it, and they will never find it. Think of those things. So that's an attitude adjustment, to think to yourself, I am an intentional being. I can hold spirit. You know, we're just nothing but a sack of water. Do you know that? So all we are is a sack of water. But that sack of water can hold spirit. This is what you want to think about. This is how you change your attitude about yourself. You start to see yourself differently. You start to hold yourself in the highest of esteem. So do those things for yourself. By the way, the hair on my arms just went up, and when that happens, I know I've told the truth. So do what happens every once in a while. All right, I'm going to read you some cards. Remember that you become what you think about. Now we know that. And we use that all the time, and we say that all the time. And then we forget it. I don't know why we forget that. It's the simplest thing. Remember that you become what you think about. So what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? See? Your beliefs are thoughts, and your thoughts are energy. You have to remember that your thoughts have power. They are energy. They set up vibrations. Those vibrations go out, and they vibrate in harmony and alignment with what you want. And that's when you hook something, and it comes to you. It comes to you. Thoughts are energy. Years ago, I read a book. I read many books. And they maintain that thoughts were the highest form of life that there is. You see, we have a concept that life is only what we see, these forms and symbols. Thoughts have life. Life without form. But the highest form of life, thoughts. So think about that when you're using your mind to think. Think of the life that you are creating with your thoughts. Think of the life you are creating with your thoughts. Oh, I love this one. Your brain produces a chemical that relays the news of your happiness to all 52 million cells of your body, who then rejoice and join in the happiness. That's to change your attitude. One more time. Know that you have 52 million cells in your body, and that you can make them happy. I was helping a young man years ago who had AIDS, and I was explaining to him about the 52 million cells, and that he should have happy cells. And you get happy cells by thinking happy thoughts. He could not do it. And of course, he's no longer on this plane of action. Could not do it. That was a concept. He could not change his attitude. Could not change his attitude and realize. I'm very good with that idea of happy cells because I remember the flower drum song. Does anyone remember the flower drum song? Happy, happy, happy talk. Happy, happy, happy talk.
That's
yeah, well, self-assist, whatever it is. Flower drum song, whichever.
I thought it, you said that right before.
Yeah. It's, but you think of those things, you know? Happy cells. Oh, I have happy cells in my body. You know, each cell that you have in your body is a universe of its own. Each cell you have in your body is a universe of its own. He that respects himself is safe from others. He wears a coat of mail that none can pierce. I think that's probably mail. Those old armored things. That's Wadsworth. That was a Wadsworth saying. Now listen to this. The truth of this universe is that we live in an energy system that operates on the law of attraction. The truth of this universe is that we live in an energy system that operates on the law of attraction. We have power, people. We have power. We can use that power. We can use our energy to get what we want in life. We are not isolated here without any help whatsoever. We are not here to be victims. We are here to be victorious. So change your attitude about the universe that you live in. Know that you're one with that universe, that universe, that system, is an energy system, and that you are part of that energy system, and that you can use that energy. You can use that energy. It will work every time. This one is wonderful too. Don't spend your precious life energy chasing after something that you don't want. How many people do that? Don't waste your energy. Years ago, my cousin said to me he would never allow himself to get upset, mad, and angry because it was not the best use of his energy. Not the best use of your energy. We have energy, people. We have to learn how to use it. We have to learn how to use the energy that's in us. And there's tons of it there. Tons of it. I think I told you before that they estimate this brain of ours. If we made a computer that can do everything that our brain can do, it would take up half the United States, the computer, to be able to do what we're able to do. Think of those things. That's changing your attitude. You see, you're powerful. You're powerful. As your beliefs go, so goes your behavior. As your beliefs go, so goes your behavior. It has to do with attitude, people. Have a good attitude about yourself, about other people, and about life itself. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.